Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg comes in about once a month on Fridays to talk about all the great music you can hear locally. And let's start out with a favorite at this time of the year and throughout the year, because it's St. Paddy's Day. Kevin McCrell will be here.
Yeah, Kevin plays year-round, don't get me wrong, but it's like Santa Claus is everywhere for one night. Kevin McCrell is everywhere for about a week or two before St. Patrick's Day. And you'll find him at the Parting Glass in Saratoga tonight, where he's going to Pinhead Susan's, he's going to Specs Spa Little Theater, and back to Parting Glass for numerous more shows. One of note is Wednesday night, where he'll be teaming up with his old Donnybrook Fair bandmate, Jeff Strange. So that should be a special one on Wednesday night. And he was just recently nominated for an award by the Just Plain Folks for this song, which is on a number of his albums. It's a really fine, fine song. It's Kevin McCrell, Bound for Boston. We clear off the decks and we dance with delight. Dream of the girls and the dance halls at night. Westerly, blow ye winds sound. Blow ye winds norther, we'll come about. We're bound for Boston, it's home from the sea.
Kevin McCrell, Bound for Boston. He'll be all over the place over the next few days, so just go around the corner. I'm sure you'll bump into him somewhere.
Pretty much. Just keep your ears open.
Tomorrow afternoon, at the Low Beat, right across the street from WAMC. Here's a band name for you, Pony and the Pancake.
Right, and they've been doing the Parade Day Saturday afternoon at the Low Beat for a couple of years now, and they're back again on Saturday. And I think a little later in the month, Friday, March 24th, they'll be next door at Pauly's Hotel with Dreyer, double bill there. So you get a couple of chances to see Pony and the Pancake if you're a little hesitant to go out on parade day, I understand. But if you're looking for a party, it's a good place to go. Pony and the Pancake at the Low Beat Saturday. And here's from their album Back to Yesterday, here's There You Are, Girl.
And the Pancake will be at Low Beat, Central Avenue, right across from WAMC, just down from Central and Quail tomorrow afternoon, and Friday, March 24th at Pauly's Hotel, which is also right across the street from WAMC.
It's handy.
It is. If you want to know what an angel sounds like and you haven't gone to heaven yet, when an angel sings, it sounds like Mavis Staples.
She is a true force of nature, amazing singer. I mean, really one of the best soul singers in the history of soul singers, no question about it. And in recent years, she's been around quite a bit. She played the Solid Sound Festival over in North Adams, and Jeff Tweedy from Wilco sat in with her on a couple of songs. He produced a couple of albums for her. And she was at Proctor's with Joan Osborne. And last summer, she was over at Tanglewood with Bob Dylan. On Saturday, March 25th, however, she's going to have the whole night to herself at Massmocha's Hunter Center. And it's going to be well worth the price of admission. Trust me, she's started off with her dad, Pop Staples, and the Staples Singers. And she's still doing it. I remember seeing her back in the 60s, and she sounds just about as good as she did then. Here's a little bit of her Down in Mississippi from her album We'll Never Turn Back that was produced by Ry Cooter.
Walking with my grandma, Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, "Young'un, you can't drink that water." She said, "You drink from that fountain over there. Yeah. And that fountain had a sign. Said for colored only. I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, Grandpa.
Mavis Staples will be at Massmoca's Hunter Center in North Adams, Massachusetts, Saturday, March 24th. How about some bluegrass?
Why not? There's lots of bluegrass. You know, you don't have to wait for the big summer bluegrass festivals. Steep Canyon Rangers are coming to the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington on Sunday, March 26th. They're probably best known these days for backing up Steve Martin on his banjo tours, but they've established themselves as a bluegrass force in their own right, and they've played a number of big bluegrass festivals, including Grey Fox, of course. And at the Mehewi, they're going to be joined by banjo man Noam Pikelny of the Punch Brothers. So that gives you like a double barrel blast of banjo and bluegrass. So I highly recommend Steep Canyon Rangers. Here's some bluegrass blues from their self-titled 2004 album on Rebel Records.
I got them bluegrass blues, but I don't know what to do. Traveling down the road so long, wearing out my shoes. Making music every night, now I'm missing you. I've got them bluegrass blues.
The Steep Canyon Rangers will be playing at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, Sunday, March 26th. And Brian Ferry, when was the last time Brian Ferry was here, either with Roxy Music or without?
I can answer that question, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Never. As far as my memory goes back, which I think goes back to the early Roxy Music days, Brian Ferry has never played anywhere near here. So this is going to be a real treat. And it's going to be at Proctor's, which is kind of doubles the cool factor, because that's going to be a beautiful place to see him play. He's at Proctor's on Thursday, March 30th. I can't wait. It's not only my pick for the month, but it might possibly end up on my 10 best of the year list. I'm really looking forward to this one. And his opening act is Judith Owen, who's bringing her band. It's led by the old veteran bassist Leland Sklar. And actually, Brian, I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me the name of Judith Owen's husband.
Mr. Owen.
No.
Okay, well.
Harry Shearer.
Really?
She's married to Harry Shearer.
I didn't know that.
And they own their own record label that put out Judith Owen's latest album. So back to Brian Ferry.
All right.
It's going to be a great show. I can't imagine anybody that doesn't want to see this. Prime the pump. Here's an old Tim Buckley song, Song to the Siren, from Brian Ferry's 2010 album, Olympia.
Brian Ferry at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, Thursday, March 30th. Greg thinks it could be, maybe, the concert of the year. So get there early if they're not sold out already. It's Brian Ferry at Proctor's. And Greg, we know where you'll be on Thursday, March 30th, and you'll be back here in about a month.
Yes, but I'll definitely be there on March 30th, and I'll definitely be back for an April report, Brian.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thank you.
Thank you.